Jess, Thursday, Devonport students from St. Brendanshaw College are taking part in the Optus Digital Thumbprint Program.
Yeah, continuing Optus's support of regional Australia. We're keen to find out more. So we have got Optus Territory General Manager Peter West on the line now. Good morning.
It is a great morning and made so much more better now that I've been bopping away there, sort of getting a jive on this morning.
That was good pump-up music, we thought.
Absolutely.
To really set the tone.
Peter West, Optus Territory General Manager, good morning to you. Mate, what is the Optus Digital Thumbprint Program?
Oh, look, it's a program that we've been running for since 2013, so for a little while now. So we've ironed out a lot of the kinks and really we're rolling it out across regional Australia. We've had great success with about 330,000 students have been through the program. It's a really simple little program where we really try to talk directly to students to get them to understand what it is about the digital world we now live in and how to stay safe and positive in it. And that's the challenge. I was in a couple of sessions yesterday and, grade 10 and grade 9 students, and they were really getting into it. They really bought into the whole discussion, and it really opened their eyes as well about safety tips, about things like bullying. There's a whole range of issues there around the law, but also that maybe they're not as safe online as they think they are.
The digital realm is a big space, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. Oh, and nowadays, it means so much more than just having a bit of fun with your mates online, because
for sure.
it is also the entree to getting a job. And if you're in grade 9 and 10 and you're thinking about getting work, then this is part of the whole thing that you need to discuss with your parents, with your teachers, is what it is that you want to portray to the rest of the world. Because I can almost guarantee that if you're going for a job now in this 21st century world that we live in, they're going to do a bit of Googling to see what presence you have online and what that looks like.
Bit of Googling, bit of face stalking.
Well, that's it. Look, we've all done it, haven't we? And I think it's important for people to be aware of their privacy settings. Most of us probably aren't even all that aware of what we've got our privacy settings, set to on all of the different platforms that we're all on these days.
Yeah, and it's kind of a little bit different for us who have maybe been out of school for a while. We don't even know some of the apps that are out and about at the moment.
True.
And so it's kind of fascinating to hear Dom, the guy who's presenting the course, talk to the kids in a language that they get. And I think that's really important is that we can talk as much as we like, as if you like oldies, but it's really until you get down and into the granular with students that they start to really get it, because, it is about that whole notion that maybe we're not as safe online as we believe we are.
Look, and going back to that bullying thing, of course, us as the people, as you suggested, have been out of school for quite a while. We sort of just say, oh, what, you're being bullied online, turn it off, sign off. Mm. It's not as simple as that, is it? Because
well, it's also that it lives on.
Yeah.
And, there's a thing now that I found out about yesterday on Reddit, which is a thing, where, people invite other people to roast them. And so sometimes that gets out of control.
Yeah,
and,
wow.
But that lives on. And so we kind of, I think we need to take a little bit of ownership for what we do online as well. And there's a whole big discussion about that. So that's what the Digital Thumbprint Program is all about. We'll be seeing over 1,500 students across the state. So we're in Hobart at the moment, but then we're moving to Devonport and back to Launceston. And so it is really important. We're looking at the moment. I'm almost inches away from signing off on a program for parents, which will be online as well.
Great.
We'll be able to have 100 parents into a Zoom meeting, and we'll have a chat to parents about what it is that we can do as older people, as those that are looking over the shoulder of the young'uns, to ensure their safety and just ensure that what they do as students doesn't end badly for them as adults.
Because it is ever-evolving, isn't it? Evolving so quickly. I always thought, yep, I'm fully across it. I'm across social media. I know exactly what's going on. But as time goes on and as my little girl starts to get older, I think that gap is widening. And by the time she's at the point of wanting a device and we're having those sort of discussions, the apps that are around, I'm sure I'll be completely out of the loop.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jess, they've come a long way since MSN Messenger. So
they have indeed, yeah.
Great to see Optus is taking the initiative and rolling this out within our schools on the coast. Peter West, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys. We'll see you a little later in the week.